This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
It's time for the Midwest Outdoors with Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin. Brought to you by Reed Chevrolet, the Hearing Connection in St. Joe, the Sports Medicine Store, and Sportsman's Outfitters and Marine. Now, here are Fred Ramsey and Mark Tobin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Tickled to death to be with you this Saturday and every Saturday. Had a gentleman call me off the air, which we always stay around. If you want to call afterwards, if you don't like being on the radio, which I can understand, you can always give us a call, and we'll have a nice visit. I had Sergeant, I told you his name, Mark, didn't I?
No.
Didn't I?
You didn't get it, did you?
Or yeah,
you,
yeah, I think maybe I did. I mean, it went in one ear and out the other. You know, I'm getting old and gray-haired.
Not much in between the ears.
Yeah. That voice you hear is my co-host, the Chief Inspector, Mark Tobin.
Look at this.
Look at that headphones.
I thought I could fix them last night. Got my headphones. I broke them last week. This is very annoying. I waited till last night to try to fix them, of course, and I couldn't find any clamps or anything. So here it is dangling down underneath
my right ear.
Looks
like an earring hanging off your ear. You're like a Zulu.
It's terrible. It's so distracting.
You wouldn't get mad and throw them up against the wall all the time. Yeah, I wish I had my camera.
It's terrible. Just flopping around on my right ear.
Has a plethora of good news. Our beloved turkey hunting guru and outdoorsman, Kelly Kurtz, won his class division at the Missouri State.
You told me that. That is fantastic.
They shot in the rain, the wind, and I think 195 out of 200.
Unbelievable.
Quite a guy. He's probably listening. He's on his way back. I tried to talk to him a little while ago on a phone, and he was fading in and out, and we got disconnected two or three times. But he's coming back from the state shoot now down Lynn Creek. That's something to see if you've never been to that thing.
Well, congratulations, Kelly.
You did a good job. Last Saturday, as we're harking back in our brain, you ever hark back in your brain, Mark?
I'm not sure what the harking is.
Well, it's a thought process, Mark.
Then I have none of those.
Okay, all right. Last Saturday, we had Flyway Technologies on.
Yeah.
Do you remember those humans?
Oh,
you remember being here last
year. Yeah, and we didn't get to see the gun before we came on the air that they manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
But we did. We went out, when we went down to the parking lot, got to see these firearms. Oh, my gosh, those guns are incredible.
I've been doing this 30-some years, and it was the most feedback I've ever got off of a radio show in my life. I got calls all day Saturday. I got calls all day Sunday. I got calls on Monday. And all three of my listeners, you know, just got right with it. But it was unbelievable. I mean, you talk about a cool piece, you know. Unbelievable. They got a video out where they shot this one new gun they developed 1,460 times, and it cycled all the time. You're hilarious this morning. This ear thing hanging off here. Isn't there another set around this place?
No, I've looked everywhere.
Have you?
I gave our in-studio guests, which we haven't introduced yet.
No, we're not going to. Just let him sit there. Just let him sit there. Yeah, he's just smiling.
Yeah.
That's Kyle Mason is going to be our guest. I didn't know. Kyle, we did a couple interviews with you, I think, on the phone. And I didn't realize how big he was. I'd have said nicer things about
him. He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. Hope he don't turn on me like a biting sow, but what the heck.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah. But anyway, last weekend, I've never, ever got so much feedback. And these guns are priced well within reason.
I almost half price of a Benelli, is that right?
Yeah, and or less. And lifetime warranty right here out of Kansas City.
That's awesome.
Flyway Technologies, get on their website. It's an impressive piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's less than half price.
Also this week, Boyd Metz got a hold of me, which HSM Ammunition. I believe he's going to try to make it in here to the studio next Saturday.
Oh, great.
And we're going to talk about that rifle components and loads that they do. And I've been researching it and reading a little bit about that. What a great organization.
Awesome.
And so that ought to be real cool. And then also, they are catching fish, I understand.
They are.
Uh-huh.
It pains
me. You're
not
here.
I hate being here right now. But, yeah, you know, on the Missouri side, and it seems like over at Truman, a lot of the spawning has occurred. There is still some going on, but they're catching post-spawn fish already over at Truman.
Wow.
But I talked to our Kansas buddy, one of the best guys on the Kansas state side, and that's Chat Martin. And we're going to have Chat on a little bit at the bottom of the hour.
Cool.
Just to get a fishing report. You're not going to believe what's going on out there.
Mm.
But it has to do with walleye.
Oh, my hot button. I love eating walleye.
Oh, well, you need to be out. They're on fire right now. Mm. And this is my favorite time of the year to fish for walleye.
Yeah.
The next month, if you like to catch walleye, this is the time to go do it. But we'll talk about that with Chat. But other than that, he's catching a lot of crappie, too, that are out in 10-foot of water in brush piles that haven't spawned yet. So he said the spawn is far from being over on the Kansas side. We'll get it from the horse's mouth here in a little bit.
Wow. You're firing me up here.
Oh, he's catching some big ones. Bellied out. The eggs are just starting to get a little texture to them. So,
since how we've only got those three listeners, what about Melford? What's the deal?
I have not heard much on Melford. Nope. But Melvern is really good. He went out, took a client out there this week to fish for crappie. And they couldn't keep the smallmouth bass off of their line.
Oh, no.
He said it actually got to be annoying. These fish are jumping out of the water and going crazy. But they were trying to catch crappie.
And they're catching them darn smallmouth.
What a problem, yeah.
You know, I love catching smallmouth because the fight is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then when you get them in the boat, they get that red eye and it looks like you owe them the rent.
they're possessed.
They're possessed. Yeah. And unbelievable fight on the darn thing. Just never ever quit.
They're awesome. Next best thing to a hybrid, I think.
Yeah,
hybrid. Or wiper, as they call them in Kansas.
But boy, I'll tell you what, catching those wipers, that's a hoot too.
Oh boy, nothing like it.
Yeah, I think Melford has kind of declined on that a little bit, but still really, really good.
The hybrids are real good. Now, the white bass have kind of taken it on the chin the last few years, and I don't know what to expect this year, but it's been on the downside. But it's made up with the hybrids. They've been stocking a lot of hybrids in there, and the hybrid fishing has just been fantastic, off the charts. Hmm. Really, really good.
Also, Willowbrook.
Right.
But don't tell nobody. I'm sworn to secrecy on this. That's up by Maysville, Missouri. Little reservoir full of hybrids. But they're only 5 to 7 pounds, I understand.
Only?
Only. Mm. But you catch buku lots.
I'd never heard of that lake.
Nobody has. Now we've got, if you can go up there through the week, you know, there's never anybody on it, you know. We probably ought to do this.
Mm.
We probably ought to go make a sachet across there and try to do what we can do.
We need to get the old sclerosis of the river.
Yeah, it's got a cold. It's sicky poo.
That would be your boat I am speaking
of. It's sicky poo right now. So, but it'll come back. I just got it out of mothballs and storage and starting to work on it a little bit. I'm running a little late this year for some reason, like the weather. I didn't get too much enthused like everybody else on the darn thing. So,
and boy, we finally getting some rain. I've got mixed emotions about the rain. It's a good thing, but we needed it desperately.
Oh boy,
but it's going to make the grass grow faster. Mm. And I don't need the grass growing any faster right now.
You're going to be working instead of fishing.
Yeah. I don't like that.
You take on any new jobs?
No.
You don't?
Not right. Oh, I mean, we do, but now we don't.
We do, but now we don't.
That
makes
sense.
Is that your medication?
Yeah. But rain is a good thing. You know why? Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby get a little frisky.
Too early.
That's a country song.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can't tell by my rendition, no.
Well, my favorite country song is I Have Tears in My Ears from lying on my back crying over you. Bridge washed out, I can't swim, my baby's on the other side. You know, just things like that. You know.
Real life situations.
One thing that I really wanted to bring up today especially was the Reed Chevrolet Catfish Classic, which is hosted by the Catfish Chasers Tournament Series. And you can win a Silverado pickup truck. You'd really look good in this black Silverado pickup truck.
Oh, boy, would I.
Man. Catch five fish limit catfish weighing 225 pounds, and everybody snickers about that. This can be done.
Yeah, on that river? You bet.
You know, that tournament here, what, a couple of weeks ago, guy had a 47 and, I don't know, 52. You know, he's so it's not out of the ballpark.
Is that weigh-in open to the public?
Yes, it is. And they're going to, I guess, now we're going to try to get these guys on. They're going to set up bleach. Last year, was no place. It was just a huge crowd. I think it was 85 boats or something in that tournament. They're expecting probably over 100 this year.
Wow.
And so they're going to have bleachers and shade and, you know, probably groceries and a parking lot down there. It's right there where the casino is in St. Joe, that ramp. It's called French Bottom. And it's something. But you got $5,000 first guaranteed money.
That's serious money. And a chance to win a Silverado?
Yeah.
Wow.
And one of those tricked out ones, not a goofy one. This is the loaded up professional model. But boy, and second big fish is 500 guaranteed, which will be a lot more than that. And that's July the 14th at 7 p.m. It starts in the evening.
It's an all night tournament.
All night tournament. The weigh in is at 10 a.m.
Wow.
So cool. We had better be there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you can make that one.
I can.
Yeah, there's no excuses for you not to be there. They'd love to see you.
Yeah.
Well, they would. All three of those listeners would love to see you up there. You have to have a mandatory meeting July the 14th at 3 p.m. at the French Bottom Boat Ramp. So you got to be there, talk about what you're doing and that kind of thing. So it's $150 early entry fee, so you still get in under the deadline. If you show up today, it's another $25, $175 to enter the fee. So that's a tournament series that I just love. Because the weigh-in is just a hoot.
Yeah, and again, being open to the public, got to come see this weigh-in. Because if it's like any other tournament, you just won't believe the size of fish that come in.
Yeah.
It's something to see.
Yeah. And the kids, when the kids are there, they just go nuts.
Yeah,
that's
so cool.
Big fish coming up over the side of them boats. And these guys handle this tournament exceptionally well. You know, they do a very professional job. If you can't fish enough tournaments, here's the All-American Catfish Tournament. I need to get this guy on there. I don't know why I don't do this. Call him. June the 9th and 10th at Call Point, where it jumps into the Missouri River here in Kansas City. And then they have another one July 28th through the 29th in beautiful Lexington, Missouri, where the cannonball stuck in the courthouse. Did you know that?
I did not.
I'm just a plethora of information.
You're using those big words again. What the heck?
Yeah. And then, is that a big word?
Plethora?
Plethora.
Yeah.
And then August the 18th, they've got one at Clinton Lake.
Oh.
One of the big tournaments. And September the 29th to the 30th, back at St. Joe, Missouri, they're going to have a big tournament there.
What series is this?
This is called the All-American Catfish Tournament. And I got some buddies that fish this, and they love these guys, and they handle it very well, too. So, and then October the 13th. There will be some more. A lot of the guys will be in their tree stand about that time. And that's going back out of Call Point. And then October 27th, they got another one out of Call Point out of Kansas City, Kansas. So they got a great tournament series, but the best one is the Reed Chevrolet tournament, which is just cool as you can get. And the Reed Chevrolet people, I was hanging out up at Reed Chevrolet. I have no life, you know. I like being around successful people. And people in there buying pickup trucks, one day they sold 22.
Wow.
And I've never been around anybody like these guys. Non-commissioned salespeople, lifetime oil changes. I mean, these guys are phenomenal.
Starts with Trevin. And he is just one of the best people you're ever going to meet anywhere. Former military, and he it's just like he wants to take care of you.
Yep.
I've just never seen anybody with the kind of attitude that they have up there.
Yep. And prayers and condolences go out to their family. They lost their grandmother this week. The Reed family.
Sorry to hear that.
And so the funeral is today, and they're just a family bunch. Once you buy a pickup truck at Reed Chevrolet, you're part of the family.
Yep, that's exactly how they make you feel.
Exactly. And they'll take care of you the rest of your life. And if you like saving money, except for Rudy. Rudy doesn't. But
he doesn't need to.
He don't need to.
Yeah.
He's got great.
Right.
This is the only producer we've ever had. After the show's over, we go in and pick up $20 bills on the floor, and he don't mind. Got great big sacks of money. I followed him down 435 the other day, and them 20s was flying out behind his pickup truck. Man, But anyway, go buy Reed Chevrolet. Buy a brand new Silverado. Go see those fantastic humans. You're going to absolutely like them. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We come back, we're going to have Kyle Mason. Who else we having?
And Chap Martin at the bottom of the hour to give a quick fishing report on the Kansas side.
And anybody else? Or
nope.
Nobody
no
else.
Surprises.
No surprises?
No.
Kind of disappointed in you. What the hey? You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, here with my co-host, Mark Tobin. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm your host, Fred Ramsey, here with my co-host, the tall, skinny one, Mark Tobin.
You're funny.
The chief inspector, Kyle Mason, is in the studio. We're going to talk about deer cows. Hey, we are brought to you by King City Lumber Company, kingcitylumber.com. They don't know it yet, but the tornado hit my building and threw it a half a mile away. I might as well laugh about it. I tried crying. That didn't work. It seemed like it fixed anything.
I didn't even get a chance to get up there and lounge in it, loafing.
Oh, man, I was dead centered, boy. Me and my neighbor, I'm crying. He really lost a lot of stuff. And had six of the center pivots turned upside down out there in the river bottom. And just thank God it didn't hit a neighborhood and no one got hurt out of the deal. But it sure was disheartening. But regardless. I think between 95 and 100 mile an hour wind. That building lifted up about 20 yards in the air, the best I can determine. It flew a half a mile. Hit on its side. There's still some good pieces left. I saw some. I could tell, you know, this is really stupid, but when I was picking up the remains. I thought, well, that's the way to build these things. Look at these big bolts they got through here. Look at all these staples nailed. But if you want a durable building.
Not quite tornado proof.
But King City Lumber, if you want a cabin in the woods or if you want a garage built for your horsey on your backyard, man, you need to talk to these fantastic people. We had an incident a couple blocks away from their house or their garage caught on fire, and my sister was talking to the lady, and she said, well, we're going to rebuild it, but there's only one person left to rebuild it, and that's kingcitylumber.com. And
great.
I said, boy, really, that's how high they are. They are very busy, but they will get to you. They will do it right. They'll do it professional. They're master carpenters. They use A1 quality stuff. So if you guys need something done, these are the people. 100. They'll come to your house, give you an estimate, do it online. If you go to their website, you'll probably be on there for about 20 minutes. But kingcitylumber.com, Marty and Monty Tunks, great humans, great Americans. And these are the kind of people that you need to do business with. So go by and visit with them online a little bit. The crappie have probably done their thing, a lot of them, 80%.
It just kind of depends on where you're at. You know, according to Chap Martin, I don't think it's even that high on the Kansas side. Now, Missouri, yeah, I'd say that's probably pretty accurate. But
what happens? I mean, they don't go away. They're still around somewhere. They move out to the flats. You're going to catch them deeper is all it amounts to, doesn't it?
A little. They'll suspend, and I have real good luck. Now, on Truman, for example, they'll move out to the flats, and they can be anywhere from 2 to 10 feet deep, relatively shallow. Now, in Lake of the Ozarks, they pull off the bank and they'll suspend out in the middle of coves and creeks, and they'll just suspend and chase around shad. And that's when I do real good just trolling crankbaits. And I know you don't like to troll, but it's a great way to not only catch crappie, but you'll catch white bass, you'll catch largemouth bass, you'll catch a lot of things doing that. But it's a lot of fun. It's a fun way to catch post-spawn fish.
Uh-huh. Are we lacking in quality after this? I mean, they're going to drop a lot of body weight.
Yeah. Yeah, they can be a little on the thin side, but they're starting to feed again, and there's nothing wrong with them that time of year either.
Now, here's the story that I'll get about next week. They're mushy or not worth eating.
You know, in warm water, they do get a little, not quite as firm a texture as other fish, but, you know, we just put them on ice. You can put them on ice right after you catch them, and it firms them up pretty good.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. While you're out, you have a cooler full of ice and
yep.
the same thing.
Yep.
What about this new cooler thing you were telling me about, this cold?
Don't know a whole lot about it yet. I'm hoping to find out a little bit more about that this week. But it's a gel. It's some kind of a pack that you freeze, and it'll stay frozen for a week. So,
you know,
these people that have these Yeti coolers, you can have a Yeti cooler without paying the money for a Yeti. Any of your cheap coolers, you get one of these packs and put it in there, and it'll keep anything in there, your meat or drinks or whatever, cold for a week.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
I'm from Missouri. You got to show me an awful lot of stuff.
Yeah.
On the deal.
Well.
Did have a nice compliment on Wampa Bug. A gentleman said, if there's any doubt, tell him to call me.
I walked into Ben's Lawn and Garden out in 7 Highway out in Blue Springs this week. And as soon as I walked in, I smelled it.
Oh, really?
One of the ladies behind the counter, they have a bunch of mosquito problem out there. Every morning, as soon as she walks in there, she lathers up with the Whoop-a-Bug.
I'll be done.
And never has a problem with a mosquito.
Yeah. I tried turkey hunting with it and without it by accident. The day I had it on, I never had a tick. The day I didn't have it on, I think I took off 9 off either off my pants or I had 2 around my little body. But
there's nothing like it. The best repellent out there. And it's all natural. Lemongrass oil and pepper oil, just different kinds of oils. So there's no insecticide in it. So it's perfectly safe to put on pets, kids, whatever.
Yeah.
But it just repels everything. In fact, I've used it in my house just kind of to torture ants. They won't go near it. We had under our windowsill, there was a line of ants running back and forth, and I just gave a little squirt there. And they would stop about an inch away from it. Like, there's something wrong there. And they wouldn't cross it. And I accidentally got some spray on some of the ants, and it killed them. It's that pepper oil that does that. It's great stuff.
Maybe we should spray Kyle here.
Yeah.
Might need a lot.
wouldn't kill him, would it?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
You don't think so?
No.
I think you can drink this stuff. It's developed for dairy barns.
That's right. Keep flies off of cattle.
So it has to be around milk.
Yeah.
And so it's approved. And they're not a sponsor. We just talk about good products. When you have a good product, we bring it out here on the air. They're just good humans.
So you get that. Any Westlake Hardware has it. A lot of garden centers have it, too, here in town.
It's a little bit more money, but,
it goes a long way.
I've had that one bottle now for 3 years. And once you get, I work camo, and once you kind of impregnate it with that little bit of that stuff and I put that camo away, I bring it out next spring and in a plastic bag, and there it is. You can still smell it.
Yeah.
Stuff is just phenomenal product.
Yeah, you don't need very much of it.
Well, it's biodegradable. I mean, my goodness, putting this DEET, especially on your kids.
Yeah, no, I don't like that
idea.
I have
a hard time with
that. Yep, absolutely.
It's not right on this deal, so what the hey.
Now,
these crappie move out on these flats. That's a different technique of catching them, isn't it?
No, not really. Vertical jigging, you can cast to them. They're pretty aggressive, so I know a lot of people spider rig for them when they're up there, but you don't need to do that. You can vertical jig any kind of cover, brush, if you got any kind of standing timber, any of that kind of stuff. Or, again, just troll a crankbait along those flats, and you can usually find them.
Troll a crankbait.
That's fun. That's any way to catch fish is fun to me.
Well, that's not fishing. That's catching.
You still feel the hit.
Yeah. Well, if you got in a pole holder, and you're trolling along there, I see a lot of guys doing that. Here, your headset fell off again.
I'm just having
you look kind
of
silly
a heck of a time
this
with
morning.
I know. The thing flopping around.
Kyle Mason's in here with us with Deer Cow, and generally, I hate to tell you this, Kyle, Mark comes in just wearing Speedos, and it's kind of disgusting this early in the morning, But
that is a disgusting thought for you.
Yeah, what the heck. Tell us about Deer Cows.
All right, what we do is we make any kind of custom decals that you could want. We make everything from AR Magwell decals, shotgun barrel decals. Kind of our biggest thing that we do is we take people's trophy pictures with their deer, turkey, elk, and we convert those into custom cut vinyl decals.
Wow.
To go on the back window of your pickup or laptop, really any smooth, hard surface, they'll adhere to pretty well.
Cool. What a great idea.
Oh, yeah. The ones he gave us, I get more comments. I got cirrhosis of the river on the boat, and the whole works on the deal. But you needed to get with Flyway Technology.
Absolutely.
And start putting their decal down that barrel on that thing. That is a cool look on a gun.
Now, yeah. What do you put on a gun barrel?
anything I've got, some people like their hunting club, I'll put, you know, their hunting club logo down the barrel
of a
gun.
That's a good idea.
Like Sky Sweepers, like a big one that I sell a bunch of, like any kind of saying, you know, Bill Collector, like all sorts of stuff. They'll put on the barrels of the shotgun.
Oh, that's good. Bill Collector. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, somebody got shoot him in the face. I had one lady call in and she wanted, for her AR Magwell, she wanted my attorney put on there. So if you had a problem, you could talk to her attorney.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty good ones.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, let's go through this a little bit. If I've got a picture of my dad was taken with a deer in 1950, is that possible to retrieve that and put it on there somehow?
Absolutely. I've got one here that I brought in. This is my dad's deer from 1989.
Uh-huh. That looks good on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks great on the radio. You can see it on the website, too, at deercows.com. But yeah, any picture we can do, the better quality image,
sure.
You know, the better. But
so if I send you this picture, that's what I got to do. That's step A.
Yep.
Mail it over to you, or could I scan it in and email it to you?
Email's best. You can text it to me, send it to me on Facebook. You know, any way I can get the image.
Do you lose the generation? Does it hurt it?
No, not typically. Email tends to send the file a little bit better. And most people just email those over to deercows@gmail.com and just place our order on our Etsy store, and usually takes 3 to 5 days for us to get them done and out to you.
You know, you came up with it. We were talking a little bit here. We got to take, oh, gosh darn, we're out of, but Father's Day.
Yes, sir.
It would be a great, great gift, and we're going to run a special for you here this Saturday. So anyway, pencil, paper. Get ready. We're going to give this to you. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We are brought to you by Highway Trailer Sales. My good friend, Terry Lee.
Yeah.
You like that human?
Oh, my gosh. One of the nicest guys in America.
I ran into a guy pulling a trailer the other day. Had a bimp in it.
A
sizable 18-wheeler bimp. I mean, and I thought, boy, there's a guy. He's got to be hiding for Highway Trailer Sales to get it repaired. If he doesn't, he should know about him. But for you guys that are pulling around these 18-wheelers, your headset fell off again. You guys pulling away around these 18-wheelers, and you got damage to them, whether you're a grain hauler or cattle or whatever's happened, these are the people that you need to know, because, one, they're going to do it professionally. Two, they're going to do it price right. So go by, see these guys. They are located up here on 1850 Southern Road up here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's Sales, Service, and Parts, Terry Lee. Can't say enough good things about him and his staff, although his secretary hung up on me the first time I talked to him. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I don't think she... Well, she probably said, Fred Ramsey.
Yeah.
But she's sweetheart. No, I gave her the raspberries over it. So. But Highway Trailer Sales Incorporated, Terry Lee, you're going to love these guys. Go by and see them. Go by their website, which is highwaytrailer.com. And highwaytrailer.com, all one word, and you're going to be impressed like I was, and they're going to be impressed with their professionalism and their prices. Highway Trailer Sales up here on 1850 Southern Road here in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, take a little break. You're listening to Midwest Outdoors. We'll be right back with you.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome back to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm Mark Tobin, along with Waterfowler Hall of Famer and my partner in crime, Fred Ramsey. And joining us on the phone, my good buddy, and I think he is the best fishing guide in the state of Kansas. He is Chat Martin. Good morning, Chat. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, man. I don't know if I can stand that for a minute.
Well, you had a little bit of a health problem last year. What happened? You hurt your leg. What happened with that?
Oh, well, it was one of those, oh, my.
Owies.
Well, that's going to leave a mark.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It took, I took hide off and down to the meat.
Well, did you slip and fall on what was it that you fell on?
An arbor.
Arbor.
Huh. Yeah, I was up on the arbor, and I was putting new slats going across it, and I miscalculated where I should step.
Oh, ow. It just took a chunk of skin off, but it got from bad to worse, did it not?
Well, I thought it was just, you know, road rash. there was a lot more.
But it put you out of commission for how many months?
Well, this was back in September.
Wow.
And he's just now getting out.
Wow.
Well, there was another issue that went on in between all that, too.
Huh.
As the leg got healed up to where, I'm saying, oh, my God, it is going to heal. To, as at the doctor, and I was almost done with the wound doctor, and he checked my blood pulse or blood pressure at the same time, and I was pumping at 140 at an idle.
Oh,
at an idle.
Idling a little hot.
Yeah, yeah. So, there was a lot of panic went on right at that time, and they started, of course, you know what the doctors do for best. They just filled me full of drugs. And then ended up having to put a pacemaker in.
Good gosh, you've been through the ringer.
To slow my heart down.
Wow.
Well, the good thing is you've been able to get back out fishing, and we've been thinking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not good for the crappie.
No, but now we were thinking that the spawn was, you know, on the downside, that most of it is over. But that's not what you're experiencing, is it?
Well, I'm not fishing for spawning fish, but I'm catching females that are full of eggs.
Wow!
And I mean, every one of them. Some of them look like, you know, the eggs aren't going to. You know, they have a weird color about them.
Oh, like they're not going to ripen?
Yeah, but I'm also catching some that probably spawned last. Well, they would have.
They're dead now.
Yeah, they're spawned out now.
They're in my belly.
Like, we're catching bigger fish this year.
Now, what kind of places are you looking for these fish?
Out on the first break lines. From spawning nests or spawning areas, and if you can find some brush, you know, I would say 15-foot brush that comes up to 10 is the very best.
Well, I understand you went to Melbourne and had a very unfortunate situation. You took some clients out there to catch crappie, and you had a problem with some nuisance fish.
I had to pull them off a bank because we couldn't keep the smallmouth off.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's terrible. What a
yeah,
terrible thing.
You know, they're fun. They don't taste that good.
Not like crappie.
Except the big ones.
You are horrible.
Our kind of guy. Isn't he? Blood and guts, my goodness.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. The smallmouth population in Melbourne is in good shape.
Good. Cool. Glad to hear that.
Great fish.
Now, another thing that piqued my interest, and I knew it would Fred's too, you were talking about fishing at Clinton just this past week, and some people are catching some walleye, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, it's an 18-inch lake with a five, and yesterday I know a guy was coming to the cleaning station before 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's
wow.
What's getting
I don't know what
for.
You guys think about a bite.
Wow.
That might be right there.
Wow.
And somebody was telling you they caught several, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They said they seriously caught 40, 50.
In an outing.
Oh, my goodness.
And being highly selective, but I guess. This is almost a bite that I think I could probably catch one.
Wow! Jeez. How are they? How are they fishing for walleye right now?
They're slow drifting, or slow trolling, harness rig. A slow death is a killer hook.
I've heard of that. Yes, and they're using.
It makes the worm twist.
Right. But that's what they're doing. They're doing the slow death hook with a night crawler.
Doing what?
Yeah. It's called a slow death hook. And it puts a twist in that worm as you're drifting or slow trolling.
Gives it some action. Huh?
Most of them are using walking sinkers with a 12-foot leader. And then put that slow death hook on. You must have the swivel on that side because this thing's going to twist.
Oh, no.
Deadly.
I guess it drives them wild.
And we're here in Kansas City, and we should be on, well, it can't be on Clinton Day. It looks like it's going to get
a little windy
rain
today.
Windy.
Did you get any rain out your way?
I haven't even looked.
Open the window.
Yeah.
What? And we talked last night a little bit about this. Did you see the world record, the possible new world record crappie that was caught?
Oh, man. What a fish.
Yeah. Now,
what a fish.
Have you seen this, Fred?
No, I have never.
How big was that, Chat?
Over 5 pounds.
I think it was 5'4".
5'4"?
Yeah.
5'4", crappie.
But it was caught out of a farm pond. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So we were talking about, should there be an asterisk, you know, by this? I mean, you can have a pet fish in a pond like that, and you can grow probably a world record.
I'm going to guarantee you this. If I had a pond, I'd have a 4-pound crop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, is it really?
I'm real serious about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it as much of an accomplishment out of a farm pond as it would be a lake?
Well, yeah, and of course, there's always this question. There has been a 6-pound crappie caught many years ago.
Wow.
They didn't verify it, whether it was a white crappie or a black crappie, but it was a crappie, and it weighed 6 pounds.
Wow.
Gee whiz.
You know, and I think I've seen a picture of it, too, and it's just, you know, it's just as monstrous as the 5-pounder, because, you know, we're talking huge, huge crappie. But it wasn't determined whether it was a white crappie or a black crappie. It was just a crappie.
Yeah, so it was never certified.
In fact, I guess this crappie now is, they'll do some DNA on it to find out if where it really lies.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a hybrid crappie, if it's a black crappie, or if it's, well, it's definitely not a white crappie.
Wow. Mm. 5-pound crappie.
But yeah, regardless, this is one monster.
I guess. Oh, goodness.
Okay, Chad, well, we've got a guest in studio I need to get back to, but if somebody would like to book a trip with you, how can they do that?
I don't know. They ain't got that much money now.
Well, for those that might.
Yeah, if I'm on a roll like this, hey, okay.
What's your phone number?
785-312-0945.
Do you think people can really write that fast?
No.
Say it one more time, but do it a little slower this time.
785. Okay. I caught that part.
312-0945.
Much better. Chat, you are a character, my friend.
The fishing will be faster than that.
Chat Martin, you are a good man. I'm glad to hear that you're
feeling
better and back out working on the water.
Well, as I told you, I'm feeling so good, I'm getting ornery again.
There you go. It sounds like it. So.
That's trouble for the fish.
Great.
Okay, Chat, you take care, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Mark.
Right. See ya.
What a good guy.
He's a nut.
I like them kind of people. Yeah. Seemed like they fit in this show for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then we got Kyle here in the studio, and now I like him.
Nuts.
I have to like him.
Yeah, he's big boy.
Big old boy. Yeah. I got a neighbor who could whip him, but that's about all I can tell you.
Now, do you just do wildlife stickers, or can you make a picture out of anything?
Yeah, I can do anything. I could do, like, if you had a dog that you really liked, you know.
Great idea.
I've never had a dog I liked.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I know Fred wouldn't have any dogs that he'd want to get done, but no, if you had a, you know, your pet that you'd lost that you wanted to make a sticker for, or, you know, we can do anything. You know, I could do, I haven't, but I could do, like, silhouettes of kids for, like, baseball teams.
Great idea.
We do, honestly, just about anything.
What's the strangest request you've ever had?
Oh, man.
You?
Yeah. I don't know. The cirrhosis of the river was a pretty good one. But, yeah, we've got some pretty funny ones for, you know, the shotgun barrels and for the AR magwells, for sure. Nothing terrible yet, though, but I'm always looking forward to a challenge.
I'm telling you, what a fantastic Father's Day gift would make.
Well, and, you know, they start at $20, and everybody goes and buys their dad a tie or, you know, socks. Or just something. You know, you can have this for $20, which is cheaper than just about anything you're going to buy them at one of the big box stores, and it's completely customized to him.
If somebody wanted to do this for Father's Day, when do they have to have the picture to you?
By June 3rd. I will guarantee you'll have it for Father's Day. We're going to do our best to get all of them that come in before Father's Day shipped out. You know, normally I've got a couple hours each involved in them.
Sure.
So it's just, you know, however many orders I get. And, you know, but for sure by June 3rd, I'll have them out by Father's Day.
So, again, describe the process. How do people do this?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go to our website, which is DearCows.com, like the word deer with the end part of decals. So DearCows.com. And then there's a link to our Etsy store there, which is deercows.etsy.com. Basically, go to the Deer Cows listing, select which size you want, what color you want, email us the picture over, and we get it to you. And usually it takes about a week.
Wow. And 30, you doing something special here? What is it,
$20? Yeah, I've actually got a 30% off code I'm going to give out to all three of your listeners.
Yeah.
When they go to the Etsy store on checkout, just use the code Midwest Outdoors. It's all one word.
Uh-huh.
And that's good for 30% off everything
on
our store, whether it's a deer cow, AR Magwell decals, any of the stock decals that we sell, 30% off everything.
Fantastic.
So your $20 Father's Day gift just became $14.
Wow. What a great. Cool. Well.
I'm amazed. We were talking again, you know, like if you got your grandfather who's passed, or you went had an experience with him hunting, or he's got a picture of him holding a deer or whatever, you can bring that back up and make one of these out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, it all starts with the quality of the image. The better quality image, the better your decal is going to turn out. And also, like the 12-inch size, the bigger the decal is, the more details I can get into it. We start them at 6 inches. We don't go smaller than that just because they don't have enough detail
So what if a guy like wants this decal on the back of the window of his pickup truck, you go 3 foot, 5 foot?
Yeah, the biggest I will cut one dimension is up to 12 inches. So like if it's going to be like a tall narrow one, I can do 12 by, you know, 20, 24, you know, just depends on how the actual image is laid out, you know, or, you know, sideways either way.
Huh.
For people in the future that are thinking about doing this with something that they've caught or killed, do you have any suggestions for how to take a good picture?
Yeah, the best way is, especially like on a deer, everybody's wearing camouflage when they take their trophy pictures. If you can hold that deer out to the side of you,
mm-hmm.
where its antlers don't get washed out, you know, in front of you, they turn out a lot better. I can make them look good with that. It's just a little bit more editing, and it's kind of harder to see, but the ones that really look good, get down, have them take the picture at ground level with you. Don't be shooting up or down, kind of level. And holding that deer out to the side looks really good.
You know, Tobin here has a plastic arm of 6 foot long, and when he pets a crappie, he holds it out in front of him 6 feet. So when you get the picture, you go, well, that's a 5-pound crappie.
Oh, absolutely.
I used to be able to get away with that kind of thing, but that trick has gotten very well known.
Gotten stale, hasn't it? And the farther you hold it away from you, the bigger the fish looks.
Yeah, and I was good at tucking my hand in, or my arm in behind the fish, so you couldn't really tell how far I was pushing it out.
Well, yeah, for an extra $5, I can make, you know, your 115-inch deer into a 150, 175, you know. Just get with me. We can customize them, too. So.
But you can, though, can't you?
Oh, I could.
Yeah, that's no joke. What about, can you do fish?
I can. Some of the fish, the scales don't look great all the time. That's why I haven't pushed the fish as much. Spoonbill would be a really good one. So if anybody's caught a big old spoonbill, I'd love to make a decal.
Yeah, my son had a big one this year. I'll have to get a sticker of that.
Get over to me. I'll get you one, and that way, you know, we can see how that goes. My dad's been on me for, you know, 6 months telling me I need to, you know, pursue the spoonbill market. But.
Yeah.
My son, Garrett, he's got a Synergy Green Camaro. this would really look good on his back window.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wouldn't it? Yeah. Really look cool on this thing. What do you, I mean, I guess I just think about them being on my boat or on my back window. I guess a lot of people probably would put them in their house and on the rec room or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people put them on the back of laptops. Gun cases do really well.
Good idea.
We do wall art also. So if you want to put it on your wall, like above your gun case, you could do that.
Cool.
Really, the options are almost limitless on what they'll stick to.
Cool.
DeerCals.com. You got samples of the different kinds of things that you offer?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And if you, there's something that you want that's not on there, we can make anything. You know, obviously, it can't be any trademarked or licensed. You know, I can't make an Under Armour decal. But yeah, anything you have the rights to, we can turn it into a decal. Business logos, boat lettering. Everybody goes to Walmart and buys a stick-on boat letters.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I never get them on straight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can make you a set of boat decals, custom text.
That's a good idea.
That's a real good idea.
That's a real good idea. They're a pain.
Yeah.
And I could do those for $10 for a set of boat decals. And,
wow,
you know, you're
so
going to spend
cheap.
More than that at Walmart, you know, just buying them.
I learned the hard way. You have to have so much inch spacing between your letters. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No, but I never get them on there straight.
Well, I got my name taken in vain, you know, which. Normal, but
how you've got weird. The 30% off. How long is that offer?
That runs through Father's Day.
Okay,
and after that, you know, if somebody doesn't quite get it in by then, just have them email me, and I'll work with them.
Wow, awesome Father's Day gift.
You know, one of the things too, graduation's coming up.
Oh yeah, true.
You know, so you got mom, grandma, and everybody all together, and you take the picture of the graduate, and that'd make a wonderful decal. You know,
wouldn't
put
that
it on their wall and that kind of thing. You know.
Put on the back of the diploma, or who knows?
Hmm.
Interesting idea.
Interesting ideas. This is frightening ideas we have here. Frightening ideas. I think in your case, Mark, certain part of your anatomy could be enlarged, and but he probably doesn't want to go there.
Well, there's a big upcharge for that.
Upcharge. And it probably could take even the other way and make you look real skinny. You know, down.
Oh,
the deal. So what the hey? Well, this is cool. This is really, really cool.
I appreciate it.
You got to get with Flyway Technologies, and we'll get the logos put on the barrels for those
Absolutely.
Guns on the deal. So that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, bow limbs. You know, a lot of hunting clubs have, you know, archery or whatever. I can make them for bow limbs. You know, but it's about limitless what we can make.
Besides Fred and I, have you done any deer cows for famous people?
I made one for Joe Rogan.
Famous?
Well, I'm exaggerating.
Most famous one I've done for. But yeah, I made one up for Joe Rogan, big elk he shot down in New Mexico.
Yes.
I made one up for Cameron Haynes as well. Got them sent out to those guys. And,
cool.
Yeah, anything we can do, we do a bunch of promotional, bunch of giveaways. And, we've made just about everything.
Have you done any turkey?
Yeah. Yeah, we've done a few turkey. The turkey don't come in as often, but they actually turn out surprisingly well.
Really?
The process, there's a lot of details on the feathers. And they've turned out real well.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're looking for a Father's Day gift or graduation gift, check that out, Deer Cows.
DeerCows.net?
DeerCows.com.
.com.
That's close.
I got close. It says on his business card here, Deer Cows Not Dead, on this old business card.
Yeah, we got both of them.
Oh, you got both? So
yep.
What the hey? Kyle, thank you for coming down here. That was great. Drove down from Smithfield, Missouri. So
hey, I appreciate you guys having me on, and we look forward to making decals that anybody might need.
Awesome.
30% off, Mark.
Yeah. Midwest Outdoors.
You got to go there.
Promo code.
All four. We got up to four. Four listeners. Got to go for this week. The next time we see you, guess what? I hope we see you in the great outdoors.
Well, you all have a good week.
All right.
So long, everybody.